Two unions report progress on behalf of airline employees. NASA says the Messenger probe is now orbiting Mercury. And Boeing China has a new president. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Monday, March 21st, 2011. The Teamsters report reaching a tentative contract agreement for aircraft technicians and related employees at United Airlines. The deal covers 5,500 workers throughout the U.S. There's no word on an exact date for a ratification vote, but if the proposal passes, it will check off another box on the way to the coming merger of United and Continental. Teamsters General President James Hoffa commented Friday, quote, "This contract makes significant gains in a number of key areas where our members felt they had lost ground in previous contracts. Our negotiating team made addressing these areas their number one priority and did an outstanding job," unquote. The Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, prevailed in arbitration last week on behalf of hundreds of former Midwest Airlines flight attendants. AFA says the award validated the union's assertion that the Midwest flight attendant contract was violated when Republic Airways Holdings, which purchased Midwest, staffed the same flights with non-Midwest flight attendants, often compensated up to 70% less. Vita Shook, AFA International President, characterized the arbitration win as a victory over corporate greed. Quote, "AFA vowed to stop at nothing until management was held responsible for stealing the livelihoods of the hardworking flight attendants at Midwest Airlines," unquote. The next step is determining a remedy. AFA will negotiate that with company management. NASA reports the successful insertion of its Messenger spacecraft into orbit around the planet Mercury. Despite being only 96 million miles from Earth, Mercury hasn't been explored much, in part because the intense heat is really hard on equipment. With a nominal orbit confirmed, the spacecraft's instruments will be turned on and checked out starting this Thursday, and the mission's primary science phase will begin April 4th. Mark Allen has been named president of Boeing China. The company says he'll be based in Beijing and report to Shep Hill, president of Boeing International and senior VP of Business Development and Strategy. Allen will be responsible for Boeing's growth and productivity plans and initiatives in China. He succeeds 67-year-old David Wang, who has served Boeing in China for almost a decade. Wang will shift to a consulting role. Up next on ANN, NTSB will update its most wanted list. There's a new STC for night vision compatible lighting in the air crane. And experts blame Congress for dysfunctional airport checkpoints. You're listening to Aero News.
Freedom through innovation. It's what led us to develop Cirrus Flying 2.0, the framework for a bold new take on private aviation. And as a result, the gap between the aircraft we produce and those of our competitors continues to widen. Cirrus knows where the personal aircraft industry is headed. We're already there.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for March 21st. I'm Paul Plack. There are times when less is more. If you have a most wanted list with 56 items, is number 56 on the list really still most wanted? Will anyone remember any of them? The U.S. National Transportation Safety Board has decided 10 is more like it. The board voted last week to revise its Transportation Safety Improvement wish list, which contains some items that have been listed for years. The new list will combine the previously separate federal and state lists into one and will be culled to a maximum of 10 issues with supporting recommendations. NTSB Chairman Deborah Herzman calls the most wanted list a flagship program. Quote, "It has been one of NTSB's most effective tools, but after 20 years, it is in need of a facelift and procedural streamlining. The board has now paved the way for those important updates to take place," unquote. The U.S. Travel Association and a panel of travel and security experts have unveiled what they call a groundbreaking plan to improve security at America's airports and reduce the burden on travelers. At least one of the recommendations is nothing new to private sector security experts used to having to live within a budget. And that is, it's not productive to frisk grandma. The panel was chaired by former Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge, former Congressman Jim Turner, former top officials from DHS and TSA, representatives from the airline, airport, logistics, and security technology sectors, and leaders who represent the destinations and other businesses reliant on a functional air travel system. Among the recommendations are a federally administered Trusted Traveler program, which would be open to international passengers too, and a requirement that travelers be allowed to check at least one bag at no additional cost to the ticket price to reduce the amount of luggage going through the security checkpoint. The panel also notes that TSA's administration isn't the problem. It's the mishmash of rules thrown at TSA by Congress as it reacts to political pressures unrelated to actual security needs. U.S. Travel Association President Roger Dow notes, quote, "The country that put a man on the moon, invented the internet, and creates daily innovations in manufacturing can and must do better in screening passengers and improving our air travel experience. Air travel is the gateway to commerce, and an improved experience is directly tied to job creation and a stronger economy," unquote. That assertion came with some specific numbers. According to a survey conducted last year by Consensus Research, suppressed demand for air travel costs our economy $85 billion a year in consumer spending and 900,000 jobs. The same research finds a large majority of Americans consider today's security screening system to be inconsistent, stressful, and embarrassing. The Air Transport Association immediately denounced the first bag free recommendation, releasing a statement which says, in part, quote, "Consumers have been the big winners from a quasi-deregulated, highly competitive airline industry, and government taking a huge step backward in dictating how airlines deliver and price their products and services, as the USTA suggests, diminishes customer choice and competitive differentiation among carriers," unquote. Find much more detail in the text version of this story, dated March 18th, at aero-news.net. A Dallas-area company has been awarded the first STC for the installation of a night vision lighting system in an Ericsson Aircrane S-64F helicopter. This makes the 24th FAA STC for aerodynamics, which has also been awarded two EASA STCs. Mike Gwynn, Director of Sales and Marketing for Aerodynamics, commented, quote, "This was a very exciting project for us. The Ericsson S-64 is such an amazing aircraft. It is out doing work only it can do all over the globe. It is great to be a part of that," unquote. Still ahead, a judge shuts down Heart Aero. A United Express pilot is arraigned on an FUI charge. And the coolest auction in aerospace is back on. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher-performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
The True Blue Power MD-835 Emergency Power Supply features friendly lithium technology, resulting in an EPS that is 63% lighter than lead-acid designs with a 10-year life expectancy. Available from your local avionics dealer.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing from Monday, March 21st. I'm Paul Plack. After years of complaints and an active website devoted to collecting the stories from his victims, Doug Hart and his company, Hart Aero, have been shut down. Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster says he, quote, "obtained a consent judgment against Douglas Hart, owner of Hart Aero, for alleged violations of Missouri's Merchandising Practices Act," unquote. Koster says that Hart, currently of Springfield, Missouri, sold ultralights and experimental aircraft to consumers nationwide through his website. Most never got delivered, and most of the buyers did not get refunds. For a time, it appeared prosecutors might drop the case for lack of enough victims or damages, but a media campaign, including the creation of a website at antihartaero.com, drew the attention of journalists and then the public. Hart has been ordered to pay over $60,000 in restitution and $3,000 to reimburse the state for the cost of the investigation and enforcement. The court also issued a permanent injunction prohibiting Hart from violating the Missouri Merchandising Practices Act, from advertising or offering any airplane for sale, and from soliciting or obtaining money for the sale of airplanes. KSPR-TV in Springfield reports Hart owns three pieces of property which could provide a source of settlement funds for victims. Over the past 3 years, posters on internet forums observed that they couldn't buy the raw materials for what Hart was charging for the aircraft kits. My mom once observed that if something sounds too good to be true, it usually is. 32-year-old Aaron Jason Cope of Norfolk, Virginia, was indicted by a federal grand jury in Colorado last week on one count of operation of a common carrier under the influence of alcohol. Cope was the first officer on United Express Flight 7687, operated by Shuttle America. The flight went from Austin, Texas to Denver, Colorado. If convicted, Cope faces up to 15 years and a $250,000 fine. But first, DOT special agents will have to find him. Apparently, they don't know his current whereabouts. And finally today, eBay has made online auctions a little less novel, but this online auction will always be cool. ASF, the Astronaut Scholarship Foundation, started by some of the original Mercury astronauts in 1984 to aid the U.S. in maintaining world leadership in science and technology, has awarded over $3 million so far to deserving college students in the STEM disciplines and will offer 25 more $10,000 scholarships this year. To fund the program, ASF has auctions twice a year, offering items for bid that are extremely unique. More than 80 astronauts have donated mementos over the years. ASF's spring auction started Friday and will be underway through this coming Saturday at 10 p.m. Once you register and get a virtual paddle, you can place bids. Among the popular items as of our deadline last night were dinner with astronaut James Lovell at his own restaurant for $2,600, a skydive with shuttle astronaut Jeff Hoffman at $365, a scotch tasting and food pairing with shuttle astronaut Bob Springer at $1,161, and a variety of documents, patches, spacecraft parts, and other objects which have flown to space and back on missions dating back to the 1960s. Find out more at astronautscholarship.org. And don't worry, they're not all expensive. Lot 35 is a 2-ounce bottle of the special no-rinse hair conditioner used by shuttle astronauts. It was excessed by NASA when it passed its shelf date, just $35 as of last night. It's too bad it's only 2 ounces. I wish it was 4 ounces, just so I could write the story about how a bottle of hair conditioner good enough to go to space and back wasn't allowed on an airliner by TSA. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves applauds the FAA for changing up the question pool for the airmen's knowledge tests without telling the prep guide companies ahead of time. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.